This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Jared, as always, we appreciate you being with us. 52-6 over Jacksonville. You have a perfect quarterback rating of 158.3. You guys score every offensive possession that the starters are in there at any level. Going back to junior football, to middle school, to high school, to college, have you ever been a part of a game where you scored every possession?
No, I don't think so. I think that was the first one for me and a lot of our guys. And yeah, it's never. I got this question a lot the last couple of days. You know, you guys make it look so easy. It's not easy. You know, we're working really hard throughout the week. You know, these are all NFL football players out there, and we're working our hardest to try to win. And we're able to have a pretty good one the other day.
We know you well enough to know that you're going to say something along the lines of there's always a chance to get better. But honestly, how can you get better from that performance?
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's a ton of chances to get better. I think, you know, every play provides some chances to get better. You know, even if it's something as simple for me as like ball location or my feet or my eyes, you know, every single play, there's going to be something you can find. And the great ones will find ways to get better. The great teams will. And we're currently still in this race to improve that we talk about all the time. How can we keep getting better and better and better by the time the tournament starts and we can be at our best then?
You guys have talked before about motivation and finding ways to be better. And you look at a game like Sunday. What did you have against the Jags? What did they do to you?
Nothing. No, nothing. We just wanted to come out and win the game. They came in here and we were able to handle business and do our thing. And I thought our defense played tremendous again. I thought, you know, Jack Fox didn't have to do much for us, which is a good day for us on offense. And it was a good day.
It's going to be hard to appreciate him on National Punter Day or National Holder Day if he's not going to be. Well, I guess he was holding
it
plenty.
I told him he held his tail off during that game. He did a great job on those holds.
He really did. Ben Johnson kind of came out last week a little bit, and maybe he served as some motivation for the offense to be a little bit better the last couple weeks. Maybe not as good as you guys wanted to be against Houston, the quagmire in Green Bay. But did that play a role in what you guys were able to do, or did it just unfold that way? Hey, everything was just so obvious to us when we're running plays that this is open and this is open.
Yeah, I think during the week we were very intentional about, recalibrating, getting back on track of who we want to be as an offense. I think, you know, you rewind a few weeks, that Tennessee game, obviously the way it was, you know, a big win for us. But offensively, we didn't really move the ball very well. We were just kind of down in the red zone and scoring a ton and kind of an unusual game. The Green Bay game, similarly, just the weather made it a little bit unusual. And then obviously Houston was unusual. So we kind of like, all right, let's get back to who we are, you know, put together some long drives, put together some explosive plays and score some points.
Amon-Ra, 11 targets, 11 catches, and I don't know if there's a defense to this anymore. It's starting to look like a cheat code with you two. How have you ever been a part of a relationship like this at any level where you and a receiver are that much locked in?
Yeah, you know, I've been lucky to have some really good receivers through high school, college, obviously in the NFL. But what him and I have right now is something it's my first time, and he's a hell of a player. He's, you know, him and I see things the same way. We're constantly communicating about the way we want things to go, and he's as tough as it gets. He's as competitive as it gets. He's a guy that, you know, I'd like to throw to him for quite some time, you know, in my career, and we'd have a lot of success together for a long time.
You know, we kind of joke a little bit about your mobility, but honestly, you look more comfortable moving around this year while receivers are trying to get open. I think it was evident on the first play of the game where you kind of rolled out to your right, buying yourself some time, waiting, and then I think it was Zylstra that you hit and end up going for 22 yards. Do you feel more comfortable running, or is that just kind of a situational thing on Sunday? I mean, you ran for it on 4th-and-1, didn't even have to worry about Montgomery. You just took what was there.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no, I mean, I guess, yeah, as the years go on, you get a little bit more comfortable with that stuff. But no, it's not a big part of my game at all. But, yeah, it's always something that I like to be able to show I can do and put on tape if I have to. I think, you know, we joke about if I can pick up one first down a game, that's kind of, you know, a huge deal for us. And I think I got a couple this past game. And when I do that, it helps us.
Did you get compliments on your sliding?
Yeah, I'm really good at sliding, so I don't think I need to work at that. You know, I'm really good at not taking those hits down the field. I'm not afraid to slide a yard early if I have to.
Is that something your dad taught you when you were a kid?
Yeah, of course, baseball. Yeah, that's where you learn it. That's where I learned it.
Well, you have something none of us here in Detroit have from a fan perspective, and that is Super Bowl experience. And you were on a Rams team that went to the Super Bowl, a Rams team that was 8-0. When that team was at its peak, is this a familiar feeling, or do you think this team is playing better than that team did?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. They're different. You know, it's totally different. And things come and go. Things change. You get hot, you get cold. I think the challenge for us is, like I said, just continue to improve and trying to make sure we're at our best when that time comes in the tournament, and making sure we're ready to go. I think, you know, that these games are all great and dandy to win them by how much we're winning them by, but all that matters is getting that W and keeping ourselves in first place in our division right now. And all that stuff, if it's meant to happen, it will, and we'll be ready to go.
Well, you just mentioned first place in the division, and that's one of the things about this division. It's the best division in football. And if anybody thinks that you guys are going to start to, like, you know, rest on your laurels, you got a team a game behind you and another team two games behind you. Does actually have them nipping at your heels help with the focus?
I don't know if it helps, but we're certainly aware of it. You know, we know what's going on, and that those teams are right there on us. And yeah, we may have to win all of them to secure that spot. And those are two good teams, and so is Chicago, even though they're in fourth. But they're a hell of a team too, and we'll have our hands full with them. We certainly did last year. And our division is no cakewalk, and every game is a tough one.
From an offensive standpoint, you guys have been dominant at times with the passing game and with the running game. Sunday, it was both. How do you describe the identity of what this offense is?
Yeah, you know, I kind of said it a few weeks ago, I guess, like, you know, we can morph and change in whatever we need to do to win. And if it is ground and pound, you know, we'll do that. If it is throwing through the air, we'll do that. But like you said, this past week, we could kind of do both. And those games are fun. Those games are really fun. Like I said, after the game, it felt like Ben could kind of call anything he wanted at some point in that game, and we were going to make it work. And I think those guys up front really set the tone for the whole game early on that game. We were able to have three rushing touchdowns to start the game. Like, that's pretty rare, and that kind of set the tone for how the whole thing was going to go.
Can you take us into the huddle of what it's like to be part of a team that's up 42-3? You're getting to the end of the third quarter here. You guys have to be looking around and going, wow, we're doing something right here. But what's it like in the huddle? What are people saying?
You know, I wish there was some special, funny thing that was going on. There wasn't. It was just focused, ready to go for the next play, and trying to score again, trying to do no punts. I mean, we were aware of that, and we were trying to score on every drive, and thought that'd be a cool thing to do.
What does it mean to be the Super Bowl favorite? It's something we've never seen before, and I guess it doesn't mean much in November, but, I mean, this team...
Absolutely zero.
Nothing. Nothing.
Zero.
Nothing.
What does it mean? Right? I mean, someone else was the favorite week one, so what does it mean for them? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Yeah. Well, I guess that describes how you would approach all the praise, which was going to be my next question. My last question is, what'd you make of Hendon Hooker's performance?
Yeah, Hendon's doing a good job. He's getting better every week, and you can see it in practice. He's improving, and he's working hard, and it was exciting to see him out there make some good throws and run around a little bit and lead the crew out there. He did a good job.
I imagine we're probably not going to get a chance to talk to you next week because of the short week, and game plans change each week because of the opponent, but do they change because of a short week?
Does the game plan change? No, I don't think so. I think, you know, maybe sometimes it's a little bit simpler as you go into it, but you still have all your regular stuff, but there may not be just quite as much volume to it. That's all.
Well, listen, good luck against the Colts. We love talking each week, and we'll do it again. Well, we hope next week, but I'm not sure what the schedule calls for. But we'll talk.
I don't know either. Maybe. We'll see.
You can give us a surprise call at some point.
If not, have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. Jared Goff, Lions quarterback, joining us every week here on 97.1 The Ticket. Dude, I'm reduced to ask him how the backup quarterback's doing because everything else is going so well. You going to be okay over there?
I had more. I just couldn't get to it. I don't know.
Bad drink of water or something?
No, I needed a drink of water. That's when all of a sudden, boom, there it goes.
The people watching the video stream noticed Gator almost lost it.
Yeah.
We almost lost Gator.
Remember when you were good?
I turned it to Izzo after a while.
Well, what else did you have?
I don't know. We had a tough day, man. We were just able to tough it out, you know. Can't wait to get back at Samper tonight.
Maybe you can ask Doug the questions after the break.
You want to ask what you want to ask?
I can say no. Some of these are questions good for next week.
Yeah.
Or the week after. We'll see.
Jared, if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Eyes on your own paper, Doug.